What up, y'all? It's Keldon Music here. Another episode of Diva Talk Tonight, the podcast show. Just waiting for my beautiful divas to come on in. What's up, man? May? Uh-oh, we got a special guest. I'm going to bring you in a minute. Ubby Muffy, if I said that right. Hope I said it right. I'm just waiting for my girls to get in here. Then we're going to pull in our special guest. Okay, well, hold tight, brother. I'm going to let you in a minute. Trying to open this damn water. Shoot. How you guys feeling? Hope you guys are feeling good. Just to let you guys know, you know, not only is the podcast, you know, broadcasting here, or, you know, it's not only published here on Instagram, but also if you visit my YouTube page, it's youtube.com/ Keldon Music Presents. And you'll see a playlist with all the episodes lined up. And you could also check my website, keldonmusic.com, where you could also view or listen to the episodes. So, hey, Queen. Yeah, so, gosh, dang, wish I could open this water. So, all right, let me get my girls in here. I appreciate you guys standing by, you feel me? I just want everybody to be happy. I want everyone to have a good time. And,
I love you, you guys.
You guys. Yeah, you know, they said I should win a Oscar for my performance. All right, let me see. I know I'm a goofball, right? No, you know what I tell people? I'm like, look, I'm from San Jose, California, so I'm kind of weird. You know what I mean? I'm really weird. And I mean, that's just the way I am, and I'll never change. You know what I mean? I remember somebody said happy birthday to me. They're like, happy birthday, Keldon Music, to the weirdest individual I've ever known. And I totally agree with that. I took that as a compliment, actually. Yeah, yeah. All right. So we're going to get started. Damn it. Shoot. Let me. Sorry, I'm just trying to open up some water here. You know, ain't been drinking no hard alcohol or anything in a while. What's up, B? Ooh, damn.
Hi, Bo.
Hey, Brandy. Oh, yeah. You are fine as always, darling.
Well, thank you. Not when, as are you. I like your hat.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm no makeup today. I'm, you know, kind of
beautifully natural.
Natural.
Don't have me pull this wig off, then, I'm, you know.
I'm on my tomboy shit today, so.
I love it. That's so me. I'm trying to go work out when we're done here, so I'm prepared, you know.
You are fit and you are in shape, darling. I am just.
Yeah, I'm trying to be healthy. I'm eating my, get my protein in.
Okay.
Eat my little eggs and whatnot.
Okay. So she know how to eat right. Shoot, look good and everything.
Don't
Shoot.
Ask me what I had earlier. So we'll keep that a secret.
Hey, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. I went out the other night and I must have had like 7 tacos. And then I came home and I had like, what did I have? I had a bowl of cereal and then I had a bowl of soup.
Cereal and soup is a crazy combination.
Yeah.
You didn't get sick?
No, I didn't get sick, surprisingly. I did not get sick.
I had some Lucky Charms last night at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was doing hair.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, I was hungry. Huh?
Lucky Charms is good.
Yep, they were delicious. Magically delicious.
Magically delicious, y'all.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to bring in our guest. Abby Muffy, hope I'm pronouncing his name right. Welcome to Diva Talk tonight, you guys. I'm sure
together. Hi, Princess. Hi, Yo Mac Mama. I'm gonna be seeing you tomorrow, boo. If you can see us, I'll see you tomorrow in the salon.
Woo!
Anyway.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, Mac Mama, little princess, you guys too. Cool. So, all right, all right. Abby Muffy.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? Hello.
Hey.
Are you doing over there?
We get. It sounds a little muffled. Just a little muffled.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Brett?
Hello. Can you hear me?
It's not clear.
Yeah, it's not clear.
Let me work on it.
The mush beard oil, man.
Can you hear me now?
I have questions. Yes.
We can hear you now.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. And all right. Good to have you here.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome. And you're in Nigeria.
Yeah, I'm in Nigeria right now.
Okay. Okay. Hello, beauty, beauty.
Hi, Diamond.
Hello.
And as a matter of fact,
hello.
I want to give a shout out to Diamond because she recommended you come on the podcast. And so we checked you out. We're like, yeah, bring him on.
Okay, Diamond, thank you very much for the request. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about you. Let's talk about Mush Beard Oil. How long have you been producing this oil?
Okay, a couple of years back, I've been using it solely on my own. Okay. So I think the last 3 months, I decided to put it out for people to use. You know, a couple of friends of mine came and met me. Okay, what do you use for your beard? I would like my beard to be like yours. Okay. So from there, my boss I was working for then told me, okay, see, people love your beard. My followers started increasing. Okay. On Facebook and Instagram. So he told me, why not put this up there and share what you have to people. Let them, like me, I saw willingness from people wanting to be like me, chatting me up. Okay, what do you use for your beard? They've seen a lot of beard oil but out there, but it's not working for them. Okay, so I started to say, okay, what I did that time was just from what I have on leftover, I'll just wrap it up, then send it to them, and they will use it and tell me, "Oh, wow, this is lovely. This is good. I love it." Okay, so I had a challenge that time trying to brand the product. Okay, because I had less cash on me, so they now said, "Okay, this is what I would do. I would help you to invest in it." All right, so. God so blessed, I got a lady that gave me a startup funds, okay, to start the product, okay. So the last 3 months, my product has been in the market, and so far I've seen a very huge difference. People talking about it, like telling me that, oh, this is good, this is lovely, it's effective, it's working. How can we collaborate? How can we work together? Then it's the story has been going all the way, and it's something I really love to make it a worldwide thing, put it out there for people to use, to grow their beards, to grow their hair. Like, that's it.
Well, shoot. I mean, I don't know what the weather is like in Nigeria, but doesn't it get a little hot around there sometimes and a little itchy, or how does that sound?
Okay, yeah, okay. A lot of people, I get questions like that from people. How do you feel comfortable with your beard? Like, doesn't it itch you? Is it not hot on you or stuff like that? And I tell people, this is it. Depending on the type of oil I make, okay, and the essential oil I use, okay, it helps me make it cold, all right? Like peppermint oil, I use it on my beard as well, okay? So it kind of give me a cold sensation, all right? So once I apply in the morning, going out, I feel refreshed. Right, I feel refreshed, so I really don't feel anything like hotness around my beard. Right, so it's that. I do tell them that. All right, so.
Okay, okay. Because I just know, you know, ladies, when we wear, you know, the wigs and the weaves, you know, we're just like,
okay.
Oh.
I get it.
Yeah.
What are some of the active ingredients that's in your beard oil?
I beg your pardon?
What are the active ingredients in your beard oil? You don't have to tell us the secret ones, but like, what are some of the ones that you use?
Okay. If you check some product out there, most of them will have ingredients like Jamaican black cashew oil, which is always there.
Yep.
They will have MCT oil. Some would have MCT oil. Some will have peppermint oil. Okay, but I really don't use those stuff out there. Right? I don't use those stuff out there. I started with mine, trying to see how I can use. Okay. Initially, I started with Jamaican black cashew oil. Then I researched on which of the essential oil can help me grow my beard the way I want it.
Gotcha.
Okay, I discovered some guys chatting me up, okay, all right, use rosemary oil, use peppermint oil, use lavender oil. And I kind of say, okay, this is good. And I went out, research, bought those products, came to the house, tested it on myself, right? And I was kind of, okay, this is good. But I was having some kind of reactions, okay, because I didn't mix the right stuff, okay, the right ingredients in the right way. So I kind of said, okay. Now, I went back and met a couple of them and told them, oh, this is what I'm facing, this is what I'm going through. And they told me, okay, put this amount of this on this particular bottle. Okay, now I started reducing on those stuff, the essential oils, because they're very, very, like, they're extracts from plants and they're very, very active. So I kind of reduced the quantity I put in a bottle, okay? So, and then I started using it and I started making more research, still adding vitamin E oil and some other oils, okay? Then going forward, I just knew that, oh, if I must have it now, I must have it right now, okay? So I tested with a couple of my guys, right? Just called them up, please, I need to test this oil, okay, to see how it works on people, all right? So I did that for free. I didn't get any money from them. And they were glad to, okay, let me test it. Let me see how it is, okay? So those guys got it, like three of them. I gave it out for them and some of them gave me, oh, I don't like the scent. The scent is kind of hard, okay? And I was like, okay, so what do you think I should work on now? He said, you should kind of make it reduce, or if you can add some flavors, some other flavors like that. But me, I wasn't looking at the scent, kind of. I was just looking at the effectiveness of the oil, okay? So that's how I started with, until I said, okay, even a couple of friends tell me, okay, like, cedarwood, I should use cedarwood, I should use lavender, I should use which are all there. Okay. So I now said, fine, you know what? I'ma go use this time around, I'll use ladies to kind of, like, let me just leave feminine, okay, like guys around. Let me just use girl and see how she would react to it, okay? So this lady, after having my final mixture of the oils and ingredients and stuff, I now called the lady and I told her, okay, this is it. I told her what those guys told me and I said, okay, fine. Can you please help me test this? Let me just know your reactions from the oil. So I gave it to her and she told me, oh, this is nice. It sounds very, very good. Okay. And I told her, please be very sincere. You know, this is going to go out to the market. This is going to be out there in the market. So yeah. some people might not want to tell me, oh, this is how this thing does. It doesn't sense well or stuff. He told me, okay. Can you reduce in this? And I now knew that, okay, this is really true. So I had to go work on it again.
Okay.
yeah.
Okay, wow.
I have a quick question. So when you first started using your own product, how much growth did you see from where it was before you started to once you, you know, kept using it? How much, how, like, how long is it now compared to before you used it? Because I see on your page, it's like so long. You were braiding it. You got a ponytail.
Yeah,
now, like, you got a longer beard than I have hair on my head. So
yeah, wow.
From his pen, all right. I've only been using it for a year or two.
Okay. As I said earlier on, I've used my product for a couple of years now, but the last three to six months, right? Those were the times I wanted to put the product out there. So I needed to be sure about some certain things, like the growth. How does it help my hair grow very fast or grow very well? So I now realize that, okay, the past 6 months, if you check through my, there's one post I made on Facebook, okay, keeping my before and after. Mm. All right, so that post, it kind of gave me like the length was for 6 months, I have like half of this my beard, okay, half of this my beard. So the last 6 months, I grew it from half to full, okay. I'm not really precise about the height, all right.
Yeah.
But if you see the picture, you're gonna see the very huge difference, okay. And I've been using this oil consistently to grow my beard, all right. So though sometimes I just feel so tired to use the oil, but I have this routine. Every morning I use my oil before I step out. Every morning. So at night, and I feel tired when I come back from work, but I'll just shower and I won't use the oil, all right? But every night, every morning, I'll make use of it, okay? So the couple of 6 months ago, all right, that's when I started using the oil consistently, all right? Consistently to make sure that if I'm telling somebody, okay, if you use this oil for the next 6 months, this is how the growth will be. Right, so it was noticeable, and I was always measuring with my nose. Okay, so if I draw one strand to my nose, it will stop at the edge of my nose. But now I realize that if I pull it up there, it will get to my eye level, like almost to my forehead. Right, so that's the good level.
Yeah, that's a lot of growth. I mean, I did see a lot of pictures. I even saw a young woman who I assuming she used on her hair, and she was even really impressed with her hair growth as well.
Exactly.
So I saw you have really nice braids. It's kind of dark, so I don't know what your hair is looking like now, but I did braid it. Use a completely different regimen on your hair than your face, or do you kind of combine some things?
Okay, for my hair, I mostly now I'm really concerned about the growth now before using any stuff. Okay, but I do use some good conditioners out there. All right, but aside from conditioners, it's barely my oil I use for my hair. The same oil I use for my hair is the one I use for my beard.
Oh, all right. Yeah, it's like you have really oil. Healthy hair here too.
Yeah, I do.
Great.
Thank you very much.
What do you think you'll be eventually coming out with your own actual hair product, oil for your hair, for the top of your head?
And so I didn't get that.
Do you think you'll come out with your own oil for your actual head?
Oh, what I'm saying here is the same oil that I use for my beard.
Oh, right.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's the same oil I use for my hair.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, some friend of mine met me like, okay, why not do something for ladies, specifically for ladies? Because if some ladies get to hear that, oh, beard oil, which is for beard, you're using for hair, they sound so skeptical about it. And I kind of, okay, why not do a certain brand or a certain bottle specifically for hair, for ladies, or because the market out there, if I can make me target the ladies, I'm going to hit it very hard. And so I should do something for ladies, okay? Yep.
Yeah, we're waiting for it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I like lavender scent.
Me too.
Lavender. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I love lavender. Yeah. Yeah. I do.
Ooh.
So do you have a manufacturer or do you do it at home?
For now. Since I said I started like 3 months ago to push it out to the market.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still short of funds to set up a factory for beard oil. Okay, so really now I do it within my home. I'm pushing out from home.
Yeah.
Right. When I'm able to, you know, raise some funds to really put it into it very big and have some people, you know, partner to see how to make it grow. Yep.
Nice.
So now it's within my home.
That's Do you awesome. Have an online shop or an online store or website where people from the U.S. can purchase your oil?
I don't really do that. Okay, but a month ago, because of the demand I had to supply to people outside of Nigeria, mm-hmm. I saw the need to get to own an online store. So I contracted a developer. Though I'm a software developer as well, but I don't really have that time to really sit down to build stuff. Okay, so I contracted some persons to help me build an online store.
Okay.
Then he's also working on Amazon. Okay, working on how to give me a sales page on Amazon. Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. He caught you at the right time. Sounds like it.
okay. And so though I've been having a lot of questions, I'll like some funny questions, like, well, like how do you kiss your girlfriend?
I was gonna ask you a funny question too, but I don't want to be inappropriate today, so
okay now. Yeah, some people are very, very funny. And come on.
We'll talk about how you kiss your lady on top lips. Yes. So how does?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I don't have a girlfriend. Right.
How about that?
Seriously.
Y'all, he's single.
I don't have a girlfriend. Yeah, I'm single. But not searching. I want to be focused. I want to be focused and make sure I hit it right now and make it maybe much later. I can have a second thought on having, you know, a girlfriend. Yeah.
That's cool.
Smart.
Okay, thank you. And
definitely. Well, you know, if you're looking to ever get a website done, you know, let me know. I can help you out with that. Cause
okay.
You need a
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Okay. All right, ladies, any other questions you guys would like to ask?
I have a comment. I like your style in like some of the suits that you were wearing and some of your photographs. Like, where does that come from? Just growing up, did you always just have some? Was that just for pictures to promote your product? Is that how you like to dress on a normal basis? So I like the suits. They were tailored really well, and they fit you well. And some were blue. I just like the way they look. So how would you describe your style?
Growing up, I'm not really the suit kind of person, right? I like just getting a t-shirt and, you know, going to work wearing a t-shirt and a pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
But just like my boss told me when he said, okay, guy, you're like a public figure now. Okay, you have to dress like one. Okay, stop all this wearing of shorts. Okay, wearing of t-shirts. You know, like, okay, maybe some accounts to look at some guys out there. Okay, that should start wearing something that looks cool, right? So a couple of, like 1 month ago, if you check out my Instagram handle, you see that my kind of dressing has changed. But yeah, I saw the need for that, like, you know, wearing a suit. How would I look on a suit? Because even in my TikTok account, people have been asking me, wow, I'd like to see you on a suit, okay?
Yeah.
Because, yeah. So I had to now, okay, wow, this makes sense. Let me really do something about it. So I had to, okay, hit on 2 tailors and tell them, wow, I need this. So that's how it has been. Yeah, but I'm hoping to do much more Oh, okay. Like, you can tell me now, okay, I want to see you on this particular dress, maybe like chalabia or stuff or kind of stuff. Then I'll just put it up the next week and, yeah, you see how it is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, it looks good with the whole beard. It's a whole look, you know.
Yeah.
You can't wear a t-shirt and jeans and still look fly with your beard, but it definitely
creates
a whole vibe when you're very dapper. And you have all of this. And it's very shiny. You got
shiny, yeah.
You're like, you like it.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, for the shiny. Hello?
What kind of cologne do you wear?
What kind of color?
Yes.
Oh, I like, I love white. I love blue. I love blue and... Let me not say I don't really have a specific color that you meet me all the time, but if it's clothing, all right, I think I love blue. Blue is my favorite color. Okay. Yeah,
it's a power.
You know,
color.
Women like to see a man smell good in those suits. What's your favorite kind of cologne?
I didn't get it.
Your scent, like your fragrance.
Okay, my fragrance. If I say vanilla, will it sound good?
I love vanilla.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I love vanilla. Yeah, I love vanilla.
Vanilla.
But it sounds like kind of feminine, like what ladies would love. Yeah, but I love vanilla. Yeah.
Says the man who's not looking. But if you guys are looking to grow your beards, tap in. He's got the growth oil. Can you show us again how long it is by doing it like that?
Okay. Let me just open it up. Oh,
open it up. Look how full it is.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Now you know you want your beard to look like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm sure your ladies want your beard to look like that. You know, you want to be known. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, man. Let me stop. Okay.
Okay.
Woo. No. Okay, and ladies, he said you could put it on your hair too. So, you know, if you got that little bitty ponytail, you know, you can get some. I'm going to need to get me some.
No problem. So, lately, people ask me this question as well, though I'm also running a test on it, okay, for bald spots, okay, some guys that have bald hair, all right, so there's this one, my friend that has a hereditary, his father has a bald hair, okay, so he called me a couple of, like, 6 weeks ago and told me, okay, he would like to use my product to test, okay, though... He knows that it's getting bald with time, all right? So he wants to, but he's too young for it, right? Okay. So I now told him, okay, this is what you're going to do, right? I gave him my products to use for 2 months, right? So for baldness, I need to give you this period of time for you to use it consistently and see how it works. So he used the product for a month and was like, okay, it's not working. It's not giving me what I need. Then the last 5 weeks, okay, 5 weeks into it, after a month and a week, he now told me, okay, yeah, I'm seeing some kind of changes, like some new hair growth coming out from his scalp. Like, he was so happy and told me, like, oh, wow. So this really worked. He was like telling his friends, okay, this is it. So it really works for bald hair, yeah. So you have to use it consistently. For growth, yes, it's tested now for baldness.
That's good.
So I was kind of telling him, okay, this is what you need to do. Get some conditioners, all right, and get some hair wash, all right. So he's been using it consistently now, and he's kind of happy. Like, he has been giving me some people, referring some people to me to get the product.
That's good. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Have you ever tried any bad products that maybe made your beard shake at one point?
I didn't get you, sorry.
Have you ever had experience with bad hair products?
Yeah, I've had some experience, mostly conditioners. Conditioners that do break. Some conditioners will make my, rather than detangle my beard, it will make it look hard and make it kind of, how do I put it? It stays on my beard without doing anything. Like, okay, so lately I make use of Kanto and some other Mamiya conditioners, which is very, very good. I like to recommend that to people as well, right? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you recommend Kanto to wash, cleanse the beard, and then put your oils on.
Yeah, I've only used their leave-in conditioner. I've not used their wash before, so it's just their leave-in conditioner I use. Okay, so I'm behind the scene. Behind the scene, I'm working on my beard wash.
I'm working on
my beard wash.
So, wait, do you blow dry your beard too, or do you let it air dry?
Okay. I want him to speak for himself. Yeah, I do blow dry. Yes, I do, but not regularly. Not regularly. I do it once in a week. All right.
Okay.
So just blow dry it once in a week. I don't want it to burn my beard to make it look hard. Yeah.
Okay.
So I just use it once in a week to blow it.
So your morning routine is to wash your face and to put conditioner on your beard and condition it or cleanse it like that. And then you put your oils on and brush it, massage it, or what's the actual steps?
Okay. First of all, I woke up in the morning. Sometimes I'll do deep conditioning, right? Mm. And allow it to sit on my beard for like 15 minutes, then wash it out and apply my beard oil. Okay. So my normal morning routine is, once I wake up, hit the shower for my bath, use my beard wash, and use the shampoo, wash my beard, then step out, condition it, right? Condition it, then wash it out and apply my beard oil. Okay. For that cool sensation, right? Makes it cool. But if I use the leave-in conditioner, I wouldn't want to wash it out, all right? Maybe till evening, all right? So, but sometimes, like, the conditioner I use them like 2 to 3 times in a week, all right? But for the beard oil, I use it every day because I decide to add some kind of ingredient that will make it shine. So if I add the conditioner and still add the beard oil on it, it will give me that look I want, right? So once I add the conditioner and leave it for 15 minutes, I'll wash it out and use my beard oil to make it moisturized, make it shiny, kind of. Yeah. But the beard oil is solely for the scalp, okay, for your skin.
Right.
Though I do take some just to apply it on my beard to make it, you know, shiny. To maintain the moisture, yeah. Moisture, and also to make it shine. Yeah,
it works.
Yeah, it works. It works. It works. Yeah. Thank you.
So just because I've seen a few people in the comments, they might not be in serious or not, but I'm serious. My hair is long, but it ain't long like how I want it to be. So. How do we purchase, or how do we contact, or how do we sign up to get some of this oil?
Okay, I think for now, what I mostly do is just you send me a DM on my Instagram. I know it's not really marketable. That's not a marketable step, sure. But for now, I don't have any online store. So a lot of people that are patronizing me will just send me a DM on Instagram. Then I'll just tell you the process you to go through. Then you send me your details. I use DHL to ship from Nigeria out to anywhere. Okay. And it's quite, they are trustworthy. All right. So once you give me your information, I'll just input it, then register. They send the stuff for you within 5 working days outside Nigeria.
Okay.
So you get it in 5 working days. Yeah.
That's good. That's pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Do you have a, is it a processing through PayPal, Venmo?
PayPal here in Nigeria. I own a PayPal account, but I can't receive money. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I mostly use Western Union and I use MoneyGram.
Okay.
Yeah. Western Union, MoneyGram, and I have a dollar account, but you can only transfer to the account. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a dollar account, and
well, that's understandable. I just want to make sure that people are a little bit aware of the process before they DM you, and they might be like, "Oh, I don't want to do that," you know. So and now they know, and now when they DM you, they are fully aware that they have to send a Western Union or MoneyGram to you in order to purchase the beard oil.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I really like the support and the care you guys are giving me out there. Yeah. I've really been having some guys and ladies out there telling me, "Oh, you're doing awesomely well." Okay. I like the fact that your beard is different. Okay. It's quite kind of unique out there. Right. It, so,
like, I've never seen any guys out here with beards that long and. You know
okay.
Well, scratch that. Are people of color with beards that long?
Okay.
Right.
Oh wow. Well, and I had a couple of challenges out here because over here in Nigeria, people they're not used to it. Okay, so I've been having feedback from people telling me, "Oh, why not go and trim it a little bit, make it low, make it moderate, you know, you're walking. Now, how do you expect your boss to employ you like this?" Okay. So we have a whole lot of challenge like that in Nigeria here. All right. So, but I took my stand that if you're not going to employ me because of my beard, okay, then I'll just, maybe that's not the right place I should walk. Okay. But if you're looking at my beard to judge me by my beard, man, and I shouldn't work for you, all
right?
That's how I work. That's how I work.
That's what happens to us out here. They discriminate mm-hmm. our hairstyles and the texture mm-hmm. of our hair and all that stuff every day. So,
wow.
Yeah. So.
Wow. Okay. But I kind of like the kind of the attention my beard gives to me, seriously. You know, sticking out. Stepping out of my house, people would just stop their cars to now look at, wow, what a beautiful beard. Like, man, I really kind of like it. Yeah.
Of course.
But I hope to keep the beard more longer, like in a year plus. Okay. Maybe like 2 years to make it more longer. Right. Okay. And then after that, I'll just kind of change the look. Right.
Yeah.
I'm insuring the beard. Yeah, so I'm working on an insurance policy to actually insure the beard for 2 years. Yeah, so I'm not gonna touch it. I won't touch it. I won't cut it. Just leave it there. Make it grow. Yeah.
Well, you know, like your friend said, you're a public figure, so you can definitely insure your beard because your beard is the moneymaker.
Yes.
Sure. That's what I have in mind to do.
You're a walking epic. Own business.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Just a reminder, you guys, we're here. Oops, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. We're here with
I can hear you.
We're here with, how do you say, Ubi Muffy?
Okay. My name is my real name is Ugong Moffat. Okay. So my friends call me UB Murphy. UB Murphy.
Oh, UB.
Yeah, UB Murphy. Yeah.
So we're here live with like, UB Murphy, and he is the owner of this amazing beard growth oil, you guys. Amazing. I wish we had a better light on him so you can fully see.
But since
you cannot see it, please click on the little arrow up there and click on his page really quickly and just see what the beard looks like. And he's been giving us his testimony about all of this good jazz. So if you missed it, please come back and watch it over. But we need to really get into our main topic. You can stay on for that, or you can definitely go to bed because it's like 4 o'clock in the morning or something where you are, right?
Yeah. It's 4 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, here in Nigeria, we don't really have that 24 hours lights. Okay. So it's kind of dark over here.
Yeah.
But But we're hoping for something good. Okay.
All right. Kelda, you can go ahead and chime in on our first topic.
Okay. Yes. So, you guys, I'm not sure if you caught Versus. What was it, a couple days ago or so?
Yeah.
With Dipset and the Lox. Did you guys get a chance to watch it?
Oh, I've seen some bits and pieces. And who was that? Jim Jones fell off the stage?
Yeah. I guess he tried to deny falling off the stage
the last end. When did he fall off? At the end?
I don't know which part. I just saw different clips.
But yeah, I just saw
I saw most of it. So it must have been towards the end because I didn't see the end and I didn't see him fall because it was a whole bunch of ruckus going on.
Yeah.
Too many
real beef on this. Real beef. Yeah, it was too many of them on stage, definitely.
Yeah, too many. That's like, I remember that back like in the early 2000s, it used to be just hella niggas on stage with everybody.
Right, because everybody was in a group.
Yeah.
They were all in groups, and if they were single, like individual making music, they had to have their group still on stage, even though it was just Cameron performing or Styles P performing. They had to have everybody there. It couldn't just be the one person. And yeah, it was crazy. Who was that? I think that was Styles P, I think it was, or it was somebody who was, yeah, and Cameron, and he Cameron like kicked him. Yeah. Get off of me. Like, it was crazy. And then somebody snatched Jewel Santana's bandana off his head.
Nigga, it was a lot going on. Right?
Just like, whoa.
Woo, you think we all coming together to, you know, it breaks each other's music and ends up being something else.
Right, but I mean, you kind of knew it was going to be something else because of all the, like, memes and different things that each party was saying on Instagram and Twitter against each other. It was, you already knew it was kind of going
to
be something.
Well, they said that they already talked prior to the show that they was going to put on the show. You know, they was like, okay, nigga, when we get out there, it's going to be some shit. I don't think they scripted it or nothing, but it was like, come ready because I'm coming with mine, right?
Okay.
And just, I know y'all seen the memes, all the Jada Kiss memes.
With the pink. Oh, with Cameron's, yeah.
He was a whole, he kept on saying, I'm on Adderall, y'all, I'm on Adderall. I was like, you must be. You must be, because he was on one the whole time.
Oh,
he was
no.
Talking and yelling and clowning. What do you have on? This is real hip hop, this New York. Y'all, I'm doing karaoke up here. He was clowning. I was like, I was like, I don't even, not like that, no disrespect to New York, because I actually was watching it like, oh, y'all making me feel away. But I was like, y'all crazy. He was crazy. He would not shut up. He was so disrespectful. He was clowning so hard. But I will tell you though, when it came time and he got on the mic, he did his thing. I will say that. He did his thing. Like, I was like,
keep going.
That's all we needed.
I was like, all right. I don't know nothing about no Jada Kiss and none of his songs, but I was feeling it then.
Yeah. A lot of people were giving Jada Kiss his props. So, yeah.
He did.
I mean, you got to. Jada Kiss is good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, in my opinion, I mean, not.
Yeah, no, he is. And it's like, he's kind of there to remind everybody, like, this is hip hop. You know what I mean? Like, New York style. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Joe. So, this next topic I want to get into. I heard Jennifer Hudson might be doing verses with Fantasia, or she said she could. She wants to go song for song with her.
Who y'all got?
Jennifer?
Yeah, I have to go with Jennifer. Sorry. Jennifer. I have to go with Jennifer. Yeah.
Based on what?
Hudson, sorry. Not Jennifer Lopez. Sorry, not Jennifer Black.
No. We talking about,
Jennifer Hudson.
J-Hud. J-Hud. I like them both, and Fantasia does have like a unique raspy voice. Kind of reminds me of a little bit of Macy Gray, but I got to roll with Jen on this one.
Yeah.
Brandy?
Let me tell you.
She sounds like a Fantasia fan. But no.
First of all, I love their voices. But okay. For me, based on hits, not talent or quality of sound, okay. I've heard way more Fantasia on the airwaves. I've bopped to way more Fantasia than I have Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson, to me, has been more theatrical, whether that's movies or on stage, okay? And I love her songs. All the songs that she's sang in all her movies. And so, I mean, but are we doing albums or are we doing TV? Because that's, like, different.
Mm-hmm. I think we're doing music in general. Because you saw how... You saw how... who was that else that they did all... They did songs that weren't songs that they did, but they produced them. It was somebody else who did that.
True.
Mm-hmm. So we don't know how... You know, it can go any kind of way.
That is true. They're going to pull out whatever they have. And
you pull it out your hat.
But I know, when Jennifer Hudson did put out these singles, I really enjoyed them a lot. But I feel like, how many does she have?
She has. Look, I feel like the same thing with Fantasia.
That's what I'm about to say.
She came out with way more.
I don't hear Fantasia, like, back
not when now. I heard more Fantasia than I heard Jennifer Hudson on the airwaves. I'm not talking about movies. I'm not talking about none of that. I'm strictly on the radio. I can only recall, how many songs y'all know of Jennifer Hudson on the radio?
Nothing but Jay Hud was on the radio. Like,
all I remember is Spotlight.
Yes, Spotlight, but...
What else?
Okay, I can't remember all the songs.
I can't name the names. I've never
heard it. Right. But I can't even name one Fantasia song.
Y'all know I'm not good with names of songs or even artist names.
All I know is I heard more Fantasia. That's all I'm saying. So I feel like if it's going to be a hit for hit, I don't know.
I got to rock with Jay Hud. I
would watch it.
You'll watch it. We're going to talk about it. So y'all stay tuned if that happens.
Right. We're going to talk about it. We're going to see who got the most hits.
Right. And I want to hear it for real because, like,
since you're still with us, do you listen to any American music?
Yeah, not really.
No, I'm just kidding.
Can you tell us some of your favorite R&B singers that are maybe from Nigeria or from Africa in general or over there in that side?
Okay. Aside from listening to music, I don't really, pick up this artist. That this is my best artist, but I just listen to music. Maybe I'm just passing by and I hear the music play. I don't really on my own go to YouTube or to listen to a particular music. Yeah. I would spin. Well, except I just go to a place and they play it, I would just listen to it. I don't have a bit popular or I don't have an artist like I can say, okay, this is my favorite artist. Yeah.
Well, we have a new artist for you. You go on YouTube, go look up Kel the Music.
Oh, thank you, Molly.
Okay. You're going to enjoy it.
All right. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I'll take a look at those. All right,
yeah, take a look. You'll enjoy it. You have a star right here, right on your hands, both of them.
You
working? Aren't you on Spotify or Apple Music too, Diamond?
No, I need to be, but no.
Yes, you do.
Elda, how do I get on there?
We're going to get you on there.
But definitely check out Kelda Music because she has some hits for you.
Okay. I'll check that up as well.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Yes. And, at the end of the day, like, we're all artists. We're all talented artists. You're an artist because of what you do. And we just got to support each other. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like.
Yeah. I get it.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you spending your time with us as well.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to maybe having more of this. This is my first time on a podcast like this, so I really enjoyed it. And you guys have been very, very wonderful, smiling all through. You know, so I'm so happy to have me here on your show. I'm really, really happy. So thank you very much. I got you guys. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to come to Nigeria too.
Right?
Wow. I'll really be glad to welcome you guys here in Nigeria. Maybe take you to wonderful places.
I might be in Nigeria in about a year or so for a wedding, so I'll have to look up.
Oh, wow. Wow. No problem. No problem. Okay. No problem.
Yes.
He said, call me.
Right? We'll be out there.
And you can just bring me to little
back, girl. Look, for everybody, like, we gonna hook up, we gonna get some business going together, because I act like a real girlfriend of mine is, you know, going to be there very soon, and I'll be following her for, like I said, support and wedding bells. So we'll have to connect, and we will be, if I'm not mistaken, in Nigeria. So I know that's a whole country. It's not like a city. So I'll have to find you, but we'll be in touch.
Okay.
Brent, yeah, you got a question.
I don't, just 2 and 4 if you count my ears, 6 if you count the holes I don't use, and nothing anywhere else. Just the belly button. 2 and then in my ears, which no earrings today.
I thought you got your belly button.
I used to have piercings. I used to have piercings on my chest, but I took them out. They were dermals, but I removed them. So, yes, currently 4.
Wow, they look pretty good on you. I like it. It's
thank
it's cool.
you. Thank you. I went subtle. No. I didn't want anything too extravagant. I have to go work. So,
okay.
You know,
you look all exotic. Right.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Hey. I think we're coming into our last topic, which is.
Yeah.
Yes. So the very last topic is Target actually is funding their employees' school tuitions. And so, you know, that's a good power move. But it's crazy because what our own government won't try to eliminate our student loans. But you got Target and other entities that are willing to help out people. So. And with regards to student loans and so forth, didn't Joe Biden talk about he was going to get rid of our student loans or something? Or
supposedly up to 10.
That was one of those things.
Up to 10,000?
He was saying he was going to do 10. A lot of people, of course, were asking for full pardon or at minimum up to 50.
Right. Like 10,000? That's nothing.
So I don't know what happened because the conversation definitely simmered down.
He ain't said shit since, huh?
But I know how Target, that go in politics.
Target got me ready to go apply because I'm in school and I need help. Cash app.
But you know that's the reason why they're probably doing that, you know.
Of course.
One, a lot of people who lost their jobs probably have high degrees and need that paid off. And, you know, having to do a low job is not going to help you be able to pay your bills and pay off the tuition. So that's probably where their angle is coming from with that.
Yeah, and I heard there's a lot of jobs that are having a hard time employing, you know, those positions because people who have unemployment are making more or equal amounts staying at home. So it's like, why am I finna go work when I could just not sit on my ass, but, you know, be at home and get paid. So now they're like, okay, well, come work for us because we need people working to keep our stores open and we'll get them, you know, degrees paid off and stuff. So.
Yeah. It's a drag.
I really, really love my glasses. You know, funny story, since we're closing out. Funny story, I faked the eyeglass test when I was in
you
sixth
faked
or seventh
the eyeglass
grade.
Test?
Yes. So I could wear glasses. And so I've been wearing glasses ever since.
Girl, played yourself. Now you need them, don't you?
Well, I don't mind. But if I was able to fake, be able to get braces, I would have them. Well, I mean, of course.
You sound like me. You my sister, girl. Because I was all that back in the day.
We here. acne seeds. So, but now I know I can go buy them. I can just go get some anywhere. But I'm not.
Wow, you look good with glasses because not many people could pull off that look. You know what I mean? Some people just look too nerdy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that sexy librarian all the time or something.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Like, I'll take that.
Right. Right. Shoot. Come be my librarian. Really fits you. You know?
Right. It's also good when I don't have a mom.
Yes.
You look good as well.
Yes, she does. No, both of them, they are.
Yeah.
Both, all of us. Black people.
Well, you know, I'm the tomboy, you know what I'm saying? So, you
whatever.
Know.
I see boobage.
We're all tomboy. Look, here.
I only look good when y'all make me look good. Other than that, I'm like this.
Yeah, you look good. You look good. You look good. You're very beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a handsome gentleman.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you
all very right. Much. So nice. One of you guys want to close us out?
Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, check out our guest. If you haven't done so already, click on the tab real fast at the top. But if not, we're watching this on a repeat. Click on the link that Kelda will type in on the caption. And check out his beard growth oil. It's for your head, too, not just your beard. So if you have any problems, hit him in the DMs. And you have to pay via Western Union or MoneyGram because he's way in Nigeria. But this is real. Yeah. It's not fake. I'm going to give you some. So we're going to be the US specimens, okay? All right.
Yeah.
We had a great time. We love you guys. Stay tuned for the
thank
next
you
one.
Very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Guys. I really appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.